This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast. Radiothon is now on, and we need your support. This is our one time a year that we ask you to support Joy so we can continue being a voice for the LGBTI community of Melbourne and beyond. By becoming a member, renewing your membership, or donating to Joy, you will keep out loud and proud LGBTI voices on air and on podcast. And around 50 volunteers work hard around the clock to make them available. We hope you enjoy this podcast. Then we hope you head to joy.org.au to find out how you can support us this radiothon. We still need Joy. Your voice, your radio station.
Good evening. May I have your attention, please, for the arrival of Her Excellency the Honourable Linda Dussault, Governor of Victoria, Mr. Anthony Howard, and the official party.
Thank you. This looks absolutely fantastic. Let me start with some acknowledgements. The Honourable Martin Foley, Minister for Housing, Disability and Ageing, Mental Health, Creative Industries and Equality, representing the Premier. The Honourable Bruce Atkinson, President of the Legislative Council. The Honourable David Davis, representing the Leader of the Opposition and the Shadow Minister for Equality. Ro Allen, Commissioner for Gender and Sexuality. Don't worry, the Minister, the President and I are not hurt that we didn't get that response. And let's see how we go with Graham Ashton, Chief Commissioner of Victoria Police. Distinguished guests, one and all. Let me start too by acknowledging the traditional owners of the land on which we're gathering and pay my respects to their elders, past and present, and to any elders who are with us in the room tonight. Well, can I say my husband Tony and I are absolutely delighted to welcome you all to Government House to mark Wednesday's International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia and Transphobia. Can I say I love your response, but you're going to be exhausted. You just won't. We welcome all of you who identify as members of the LGBTI community, and we welcome the families, friends and allies who join you in respect for and support of Victoria's LGBTI community. Now, for those of you who are returning to our brilliant joke, but I didn't mean it. Our iconic Government House. Sometimes ironic, but always iconic. Government House, we say welcome back. For those of you who are visiting for the first time, we offer an especially warm welcome. I'm certain that in this house, at least, tonight's Ida Hobbit reception is an historic first. In one sense, though, to us, there is nothing especially remarkable about what we're doing here tonight. It certainly ought not be remarkable. And I'm sure that, like all of you, we look forward to a day when an occasion like this will be rather commonplace, or better still, unnecessary. I say that it's not remarkable what we're doing tonight because for me as Governor, this is what the Governorship is here for and what this House is here for, to recognise, to celebrate and to nurture all Victorians and to honour those who enrich our community and serve the good of others, particularly those who are vulnerable. It seems extraordinary that it was only on the 17th of May 1990, well within the lifetime of so many of us in this room, that the World Health Organization finally removed the classification of homosexuality as a mental disorder. 27 years later, many will lament the slow pace of change since then. But thanks to the courage and the efforts of large numbers of you, attitudes are changing, and I think the changes are finally beginning to gather pace. May I particularly acknowledge all of those who work at a grassroots level across Victoria, including in our rural and regional communities and with our culturally and linguistically diverse communities. Never doubt the importance of your work, the work that you do to build understanding, pride, networks, and critically, to improve services and support for the differing experiences, identities, and needs across our society. Many of you who are gathered here this evening put in untold hours of your own time as volunteers to improve the lives of LGBTI Victorians, from children who are bullied at school to elders who are in need of dignified aged care. Gathered together this evening is a truly diverse and proud community, one that has carried the torch of courage, often at great cost, to combat homophobia, biphobia, and transphobia, and to speak up for the transgendered and for all those who identify as intersex too. This week, you and I, and Victorians of goodwill the length and breadth of this great state, will join people around the globe to acknowledge and to denounce the discrimination and violence that the LGBTI community continues to experience at home and abroad. And I wish you a strong voice in doing that. However, Ida Hobbit is not just a protest, a day against. It's also a day for, a day of celebration, a celebration of survival, of visibility, solidarity, and achievement. Whether a member of the LGBTI community or not, everyone in our state has a stake in your success. I say this because a society in which everyone is safe, where everyone is included, and where everyone is able to be productive is something from which all Victorians benefit. We look forward to chatting to as many of you as we can a little bit later, but for now it gives me great pleasure to invite Victoria's First Minister for Equality, the Honourable Martin Foley, to address us. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Governor, and could I too begin by acknowledging that we meet here on the traditional lands of the Kulin Nation and pay my respects to Elders past and present, and particularly acknowledge the people of the Wurundjeri and their close cousins, the Bunurong, and just reflect ever so momentarily that our Indigenous LGBTI friends, brothers and sisters are amongst our crew here tonight and also are leading the way in so much of the journey towards equality that we're all here as a part of this evening. Can I thank you, Governor, because as you correctly indicated, this is not just the first such event here in the Victorian Viceregal presence, but indeed I'm pretty sure from the quick piece of work that we did that you have racked up another first, the first Viceregal LGBTIQ reception in Australia's history. And as you correctly say, your home, this place, is a home for all Victorians, and the fact that you have been so inclusive and embracing of Victoria in all its glorious diversity reflects indeed well on this place, the office that you hold, and indeed a not-before-time recognition that LGBTIQ Victorians are a part of that glorious diversity. I would like to acknowledge all the members of Parliament, the presiding officers, the leaders of so many different community groups who are here with us this evening, and particularly those of LGBTI communities who are with us here today. Governor, I take this opportunity to acknowledge your leadership in both initiating and hosting this Ida Hobbit event here, and it's a pleasure that you've been able to host so many people here in what is clearly the LGBTIQ event of the week. We come here this evening as Victorians, as people, as citizens, as participants in our community who are proud of contributing and of belonging. And whilst we acknowledge that the journey that so many have been on to overcome exclusion, discrimination, homophobia, biphobia, and transphobia has achieved much, there is still a long, long way to go. We come together as proud members and allies of Victoria's diverse LGBTI community. There are different cultures, different backgrounds, different abilities, different ages, and a multitude of different stories represented in the room tonight. But we are here to celebrate just how far we have come, to remind ourselves as to the journey ahead, and indeed to remember those who have been leaders in the community and many who are no longer with us. For truly we stand here today on the shoulders of giants of human rights and equality, that without which we would not be doing the important work that falls to us. This year's Ida Hobbit theme is families, and that means a lot of different things to different people. And again, the beautiful diversity that we see in LGBTI families that comes together from relationships, shared life experiences, and that definition, that broad definition of what falls under the Rainbow Families Network. In 2016, we achieved adoption equality, and we will continue to work to change the culture of how we consider the regulatory and support framework for what constitutes families to reduce the discrimination that too many of our families continue to face. And we will do this by continuing to stand by such organisations as Rainbow Families, Parents of Diverse Children, and a multitude of grassroots organisations that touch the lives through hundreds of volunteers to support the wider and ever-increasing diversity of families in this state. Because it's about building a Victoria that, as the Governor indicated, has a place for everyone. It's about a future where the Minister for Equality position is not needed, where acceptance and equality, certainly not tolerance, is a value embedded in all we do. As a government, we will continue to lead that change by our actions, but as a society, as a community, as people interacting right across this state every day, that equality will only come about through advocacy, activism, and passion. And that is where you all come in. It was just over a year ago that our Premier apologised for unjust laws that criminalised homosexual acts. The apology followed the introduction of a scheme to expunge historical convictions for homosexual activity that took place under these laws. I want to recognise the bravery of those who have come forward to have those convictions expunged. Your graciousness in helping us to set a wrong right has been extraordinary and is beyond admirable. And we want to make sure that we just not reflect on the achievements of the past, but that we build for an equal future. So future Pride marches will see us marching by a Pride Centre, which will further strengthen the LGBTI community, not just in Fitzroy Street, St Kilda, but indeed through its work, the entire Victorian community. We also have a lot more to do in standing and working with each and every one of you and the multitude of organisations that you're a part of. And we will do this on the basis of embracing diversity, acceptance, celebration, and as the kind of elements and the kind of values that will lift us all. LGBTI equality is not something to be tolerated. It is something to be embraced and accepted and valued. We will continue to make sure that our efforts to lobby the Commonwealth to legislate for marriage equality are at the forefront of one of the next bastions to fall in this pursuit of equality. We will continue to challenge homophobic attitudes and to confront those respectfully who oppose equality policy and plans, which doesn't see us move forward but sees us move backwards. And we will continue to ensure that every young person who goes through our education system, that we are with them, that no matter who they are or where they are, that the culture wars should not be used, should not use LGBTI kids as cannon fodder in a very unnecessary debate. And we will continue to stand with and support and work with those well beyond metropolitan Melbourne. Because equality doesn't just follow the tram lines. And I thank those of you who have travelled far and wide to get here from right around Victoria tonight. But today is also an international day, as the Governor indicated. Ida Hobbit, the first letter, it's an international day of recognition and support. So we will continue to advocate for equality globally, and we will continue to make sure that events such as those that we saw in Orlando, that we are seeing now in Chechnya, that we've seen in St. Petersburg or Aceh or Uganda or sadly too many other places around the globe, that that is also a part of the work that we're all engaged with. But tonight we recognise and thank you all for being part of this great community. As an ally and as a supporter, I see this all about making sure that we empower the LGBTI community to be that self-directing and engaged community for our future. Because our journey for ensuring equality is, as the Premier likes to say, not negotiable. It has a long way to travel. And if the opposite of if the opposite of shame is pride, then this room is bursting with pride. So can I say, please enjoy the evening, and it gives me great pleasure to introduce Victoria's, and indeed Australia's, first Commissioner for Gender and Sexuality, Ro Allen. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Easy on, I've got a speech to do. Thank you, Minister, one of the strongest allies we have. Good evening, everybody, and can I first acknowledge that we meet on the land of the Wurundjeri people and pay my respects to elders past and present and Aboriginal people that are with us tonight. Can I also pay respects to my own elders? Many of you are here tonight, the elders of the lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans, gender diverse and intersex community in Victoria. I honour the path that you've carved before me. Her Excellency the Governor Linda Dessau and husband Tony Howard QC, Minister for Equality Martin Foley, other members of Parliament, David Davis, and of course the Chief Commissioner of Police, Graham Ashton, very big supporter of ours. To my community here tonight, so many of you, so many seas of faces there. I think this is a capacity crowd, they told me. You've blown their statistics about how many you invite and how many turn up. I did warn them that this was the hottest ticket, but it does show how incredibly supportive you all are, your own community as well, and the allies that are here tonight, and I believe there's a few of you scattered amongst the many of us, so welcome to our world. It is truly tremendous to be with you all tonight. Governor, one of the pleasures of being the Commissioner is getting to know you and your husband Tony, and for you both to get to know my family, my partner Kay and my daughter Alex. Because this year, as the Minister has said, the theme of Ida Hobbit is family. A family should be a place of love and unconditional support, but unfortunately for some in this room, that hasn't always been the case. You're welcome tonight, and marking International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia, Intersex and Transphobia is a strong and indeed very meaningful stance and a strong statement of unconditional acceptance, support and celebration in our community. It's always an honour to be the Commissioner for Gender and Sexuality, but never more so than tonight. And on behalf of the LGBTIQ plus people here, can I warmly thank you and acknowledge your welcome to Government House. When I was speaking to the Governor about the gravitas of the evening, it reminded me of my first time at Government House. Let me know, is this your first time in Government House? Can I get a show of hands? Now, I did that because I know the Governor and Tony would be really impressed, because that's really been part of the Governor's mission to make the House really, really accessible to people in Victoria, and that shows the grassroots nature of tonight, and that's absolutely wonderful. Just a word of warning, later we get a bit of a tour of the whole, not the whole, but some of the other rooms of Government House. It's okay. So just a warning to some lesbians in the room, when you get a look at the pool room, it's not the glass house, okay? You can't put your dollar on the... Oh, yeah, okay, you got the message. Okay. I've been the commissioner now for 2 years of Ida Hobbit, and I got to tell you, the first year I thought it was just an excuse to see how many rainbow cupcakes you could feed a commissioner in 1 week. But most of the time I spend out in the broader community explaining the acronym and talking about it. And honestly, most people say, could you have picked a better name? It sounds like something out of Lord of the Rings. And I know many of you think that as well, okay? So it's a bit ironic, I think, because if anyone is a Lord of the Rings fan, you know that they spent the whole trilogy trying to get rid of the rings, and we're actually trying to get the right to wear the rings. However, I think we're really good at reclaiming language, yeah? So just as we are successfully reclaiming queer, while respecting that, you know, and balancing our elders' pain, knowing that this word was used as a weapon to shame many in their formative years, maybe we can find some personal imagery and hope in the acronym Ida Hobbit. Okay, so go with me here. So what was Lord of the Rings, okay? It was characters in a trilogy that were bound together in a quest to get rid of rings or evil energy, okay? Different mystical creatures from different worlds all working together to overcome that energy. Likewise, to succeed in our quest for equality, we must work together, play to our strengths and celebrate our differences. We must work for the liberation of our global family in Chechnya and all around the world. In the midst of evil, we must remain a strong family of choice, united in our support for each other. Ida Hobbit, I believe, is a day to remember how far we have come. To mark that moment, remember the people in the struggle, help them find a voice, and recommit to internal vigilance. Keeping an eye on every stage and progression we make, and making sure we don't slip backwards. While we enjoy the level of privilege that tonight offers us, we must never take it for granted. We must remember this is not common experience for our global family, not even in all of Australia or even in parts of Victoria. We won't always win the war. We will fall. Not every bill in Parliament will pass, and somewhere in Victoria every day people experience discrimination. Let their pain be our pain and our motivation and our resolve to keep going. My view is when you fall down, remember to fall forward. So when you drag yourself up, you're just a little bit ahead. And revolutionary patience. Now, I don't need to tell this group, I've seen the iPhones out already, to go wild on social media tonight. Because I believe tonight's Ida Hobbit event is a sign of hope. We can share that hope. In fact, we should share that hope. The Minister's already pointed out this, and I often say, but it's easy to be the second state or country to hold an event like this, but it'll always be the Victorian Commissioner who did it first in Australia, and we will always... we will always be part of that history. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. That concludes the official proceedings. On behalf of the Governor and Mr. Howard, It is my pleasure to invite you to stay and enjoy the hospitality of Government House. The state apartments will now be open for viewing, including the state dining room, the state drawing room, the state hall, and the billiard room. Enjoy your evening. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.